A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. We set sail from Troas, making a straight run for Samothrace, and on the next day to Neapolis, and from there to Philippi, a leading city in that district of Macedonia and a Roman colony. We spent some time in that city. On the Sabbath, we went outside the city gate along the river, where we thought there would be a place of prayer. We sat and spoke with the women who had gathered there. One of them, a woman named Lydia, a dealer in purple cloth from the city of Thyatira, a worshiper of God, listened, and the Lord opened her heart to pay attention to what Paul was saying. After she and her household had been baptized, she offered us an invitation. "If you consider me a believer in the Lord, come and stay in my home." And she prevailed on us. The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "When the advocate comes, whom I will send you from the Father, the Spirit of truth who proceeds from the Father, he will testify to me. And you also testify, because you have been with me from the beginning. I have told you this so that you may not fall away. They will expel you from the synagogues. In fact, the hour is coming when everyone who kills you will think he is offering worship to God. They will do this because they have not known either the Father or me. I have told you this so that when their hour comes, you may remember that I told you." The Gospel of the Lord. Occasionally, you will see a saint who lives their life explicitly like Jesus did. Now, what do I mean by that? Well, think about what Jesus did. He assumed our human nature so we could participate in his divine nature. Today's saint is no exception. Damien, who lived in Molokai, Hawaii, brought the light of Christ by becoming a leper himself. He not only touched the lepers, he embraced them, he dined with them, he put his finger, his thumb on their foreheads when he anointed them with the anointing of the sick, and he placed the Eucharist on their tongues. Damien brought law and order into a place that was nothing but anarchy. And in the end, he built schools, he built houses, and he built churches on that island. Doesn't it seem superhuman what he did? And it is. And the only way that Damien could do this is because he was rooted in God. His obedience to the will of God flowed from his life in the Holy Spirit. This is just a snippet of Damien's letter to the bishop. "Leprosy marks are seen on my left cheek and ear, and my eyebrows are beginning to fall. I shall soon be completely disfigured. I have no doubt whatever of the nature of my illness, but I am calm and resigned and very happy in the midst of my people. The good news, the good God knows what is best for my sanctification. I daily repeat from my heart, thy will be done." You know, a common temptation for us is to first make plans, right? And then to ask God to bless those plans rather than allowing the Holy Spirit to take the lead. The testimony of Damien, all the saints, all the apostles, all the holy women in the Bible should give us the confidence that God has great things in store for us only if we allow the Holy Spirit to take the initiative and allow his power to flow through us. So my prayer this morning is, come Holy Spirit, come.